This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
Hello!
2 weeks, hey?
Yeah. Is it 2 weeks today? No, 2 weeks tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the 31st, and then it's 2 weeks, yeah.
Okay. Valentine's Day is what we're talking about. So just a heads up, if you don't want to be stuck eating hot dogs at Costco together.
Which there's nothing wrong with.
That's actually, yeah, a cute date idea, sure.
Cheap.
But if you don't want to do that, you want to like go out somewhere fancy, do it upright, I would book your reservations today. Now to then, it just like boom, boom, boom. And we may have you covered again leading up to Valentine's Day, the week leading into it. But we can't help everyone. So I just wanted to give a heads up that that's a thing.
Like, there are places that only have openings on Valentine's Day at 3 p.m. and 9 o'clock. So
yeah,
you need to book now, today.
So, we do this thing called reservation roulette, where we have reservations at fancy places that you can win. You were booking some of those yesterday.
And it was terrifying to see how many people are going to be screwed. But at the same time, very interesting to know that a lot of people are on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even Feb yet, and you've already booked your rezos. There's no openings between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. at night at some fancy places. Like, good for you, people.
Yeah. So you called one of the kegs, right? And it was either 3:30.
3:15 p.m. or 9 p.m. I was like, bye. And I hung up because that's just
that was rude.
Not going to work.
Keg's pretty good, though.
Mm-hmm.
When you, right? Like, I can see that. And that's a total dude place to book. When the guy's in charge of the rezzo,
yes,
he's like, well, I know she likes those potatoes.
It's a win-win. Those potatoes are the best.
And
the bread at the beginning.
He gets to get the steak. So, yeah, it's a win. Speaking of which, I got you a gift certificate to the keg, and you still haven't used it on me, which was my original intention.
Ryder, you got me a $25 gift certificate.
Yeah, that's the best.
That's the dumbest amount.
No, it's... That's hilarious amount.
That's one keg-sized Caesar.
Well, exactly. But you have to get the bill because you have the gift certificate.
I'm not bringing you.
I get to reap the rewards.
No, your system is not going to work.
Well, your gift certificate's not going to work pretty soon because it's going to expire.
I witnessed the most tragic thing the other day.
Here she goes, guys.
Did you know that there are shoes for toddlers now that are basically squeaky toys, so parents know where they are at all times? It's just,
you know who,
so awful.
You know who doesn't need a pair of those? Every little girl. Just stay by your side. These were invented for boys. Yeah, no, it's true. Like, I've parented.
Okay.
You're not going to lose your girl in a store running around. Like,
I don't know. My sister was lost in a grocery store once. My mom had to go over the intercom, and when they found her, she was underneath a pastry table eating a pack of Bubblicious.
That sounds like an Evans.
Anyway, so I was at the Gap buying a new pair of jeans, one size smaller, by the way. Just saying. Killing it with my New Year's resolution. But then I hear this god-awful sound. I'm like, what is that? And I look over, and it's a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. And I'm not talking like a cute little squirrel squeak. I'm talking
like
the
a
most
dog toy?
Annoying. Yes, like a chicken, like those rubber chickens. And I couldn't pay faster and get out of that store.
Yeah.
I was like, get that ink thing off of my pants and give me them. I don't even need a bag.
Okay, would you judge a parent more for throwing these squeakers on a kid or having them on a leash?
The squeakers.
Yeah.
Because the leash doesn't bother my headaches. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, this is so selfish of this parent to be going shopping.
No, it's not selfish.
Yes, it is.
It's smart.
It's annoying.
Have you tried to hang out with a little boy?
No.
They're gone. They're just gone. Like, you need to have a backup plan or else
these
you can't go shopping.
No, these should not be an option.
Like, moms are going to be upset with you.
Get a harness. Get a harness. Get a kid backpack. Anything.
Yeah.
Put your kid on your back. I couldn't believe my jaw physically dropped. And I was looking around at other people like, are you guys witnessing this?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody else?
Are you sure it wasn't just the kid like had a new pair of shoes
no.
and the floor was squeaky?
Trust me, I investigated. I like zoomed in with my eyes to make sure I was seeing this properly. I thought I was dreaming.
What color were the kicks?
They were like a padded plastic.
Yeah, I've never seen those.
No, they were like moon boots, but they squeaked at a very annoying, alarming rate.
I think they're really smart.
They're smart, but I actually was like, no. No. Bitch, you gotta order online.
Women scare me. This is maybe why.
Excuse you?
I haven't dove totally back into the dating world.
I actually can't believe you're saying that. And your point is because we watch true crime documentaries about men who kill women?
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, and then show up at the court case and like, oh, he's so dreamy. And marry dudes that are like mass murderers? What the hell is wrong with you?
99% of mass murderers are men.
Yeah, 99% of the weirdos that show up to support them in court are women.
No.
No, there's an odd addiction to true crime. No? What do you mean no?
Okay, like, it's not odd. It makes sense why women love true crimes, and I'll tell you why. Women.
I'm waiting. Now Lisa reads something. Pretends that she wrote it. That's what's happening here,
women,
by the way.
Women. It's not scientific, it's spiritual, quote unquote, from a woman on the internet.
Okay.
Because we want to feel good when they get caught. Plus, we need to learn these signs so we know when a guy is a serial killer. Like, I just know instantly when a guy's a serial killer now, thanks to all the podcasts and documentaries that I've binge watched.
You also, because of your binge watching, know how to like make someone disappear, which is terrifying.
Yeah, but that's not going to be the case. Women are very innocent. We just want to be CSI specialists.
Okay.
We want to figure out exactly how this shakes down, what happens in the courthouse. Majority of us have never been in a courthouse.
The true crime podcast world has really taken off too. I've listened to a few of them. They are interesting, but they say that 85% of true crime listeners are female.
Yes, but you know what? It's the law of physics, man. The more you know about something, the less likely it's going to happen to you. We need to educate ourselves so we don't get pushed into the back of a white van.
Wine and Crime is one of the really popular true crime podcasts, and Lucy from that show says, we think it's because women are so often portrayed as victims in the media, and women in particularly like to think about something and understand it in order to overcome anxieties based around it.
Tell me everything so I can avoid it. That's my mentality when I listen to these podcasts. It's like you just know to not approach a person in a clown costume, ever, even if you're at a children's birthday.
What? No, at a children's birthday, it's fine.
Is it?
If he was invited. If he just showed up, maybe not.
But what is their actual motive? Why are they in that industry?
Okay.
Trust me, I'm a woman.
Yeah.
We process these things. When I'm walking down the street at night, I am looking at every corner and every opportunity that I can escape if something were to happen. I'm not kidding. That is actually what women think. When we leave at night, we have our keys in between our hands. That's why my purse is so heavy. Like, you often ask me, like, why do you carry around bricks in your purse? I'm like, I don't know. I could get jumped by a sociopath.
And I'd like to build a wall in front of them before they get to me.
It's true.
No, but you look at, like, the popularity of Ted Bundy. It's not just, like, learning so that we're protecting ourselves. There's also a weird addiction to true crime and the people that commit it.
No.
Like, yes, look, did you watch the Ted Bundy show? There were four women. There's courtroom was packed with women that were there to fancy over him. That's messed up.
They feel cathartic because he's caught and they know he's not going to win in court and they want to see him go down and burn.
No, that's
burn it down.
That's what you think, but I'm telling you, there is an obsession. Look at Charles Manson. The following he had, primarily female.
Okay.
People that were in love with him.
You're right.
And would start getting brainwashed. It is a little scary how much true crime is out there.
But I do think majority of women are watching so they just know. So they can be smarter than those dumb men that try and slit their throat. Honestly, okay. I know that's dark, but that's the way she goes. Hi-ya!
Like, okay, so I want some other ladies to jump in on this if they have strong opinions on it. What's with the fascination with serial killers is my biggest question. Okay, we have some tweets that both of us have written.
Yeah, this is a segment we called Know the Show.
780-784-7107 is our number. We need you to give us a ring, and we will be reading you some tweets. If you can guess, get more right than wrong on who wrote them, you'll be joining us for Lisa's birthday at Hudson's downtown on Friday.
I mean, you can come anyway, but we'll have a $50 gift certificate to give you if you call us.
50% off.
Yeah, so that's a $100 gift card. Really?
Did you line up this 50% off thing for your birthday? It's brilliant.
No, but I'm going to pretend I did now.
Okay, good. Cool. Who's this?
Logan.
All right, Logan. You got to identify if these tweets are coming from Lisa or myself, okay?
Perfect.
Who wrote this tweet, Logan? My mom just texted me and asked if we care about the Super Bowl or just the chip dip that day.
Lisa.
Correct. Next tweet. Okay, is my massive Beanie Babies collection worth anything yet or what?
Lisa.
Wrong.
No,
surprisingly.
I remember convincing my dad to let me spend my hard-earned allowance on Beanie Babies, and he just, like, the nod of disapproval I got from him, but I was like, no, they're going to be worth money someday. They're not.
No. Next tweet. Got in my bath and realized it's too cold to get out, so I guess this is where I live now.
Lisa.
Correct.
Are you just reading all of your tweets? Oh, no, the Beanie Baby one was mine.
Calm down. Okay, Logan, next tweet. I can't believe we have to go to the gym more than once to be fit.
Lisa again?
Yeah, you're right. This is so fun.
Okay, this segment, we got to change the name to Lisa Reads Her Own Tweets.
Not true. Next tweet. Who wrote it, Ryder or Lisa? I wonder if there's Wi-Fi available at my kid's school to watch the Oilers game during her Christmas concert.
That's Ryder, I have to assume.
Well, obviously it's easy. But it's a funny tweet. I had to read it. It's a funny tweet.
You got
to
make it a little less obvious. Oilers and my daughter in it.
Okay, last one. If you get this one, you get the gift certificate. Perfect. Who tweeted, imagine getting to date someone who gets you a vacation for Christmas, LOL?
Ryder?
Wrong, incorrect. But we're still going to give you the gift card because you're awesome.
Lisa writes LOL at the end of all of her tweets. So moving forward,
I'll have to keep that in mind.
That's a dead giveaway as well.
Okay, Logan, I'll see you at my birthday party at Hudson's 109th on Friday. 50% off booze? Oh, start hydrating now.
Perfect. Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem. All right, cheers,
man. Happy hump day.
Yeah, we wanted to talk something hump day related here as it might lead to that. The eyes that girls dish out at bars. Now, is that, when you get those eyes, does that mean approach?
Yeah, that's a green light.
That's the green
Absolutely.
Light.
Absolutely, but if you don't get the eyes,
then
don't be aggressive. You can approach and be friendly, but don't...
No expectations.
Yeah, don't buy me a drink and then expect to...
Okay, yeah,
like,
yeah,
hang
we know.
Out with me all night, you know?
Is that the dead giveaway? Like, most guys I know, including myself at times, completely clueless. Yeah. Like, I remember crushing on a girl really hard. Then after she was engaged, she said, I just wish you would have picked up one of my hints.
I can't believe she said that after she was engaged.
Yeah. Anyway, and I was like...
Didn't know. Didn't know any better. She didn't give you the eyes.
If I would have known... So the eyes have become the most obvious way.
Can I try them on you? Come on, just an experiment. Come on.
It'll be weird.
No, let me try it.
You're like a sister.
No, let me look at you. Ready?
Oh, God. No, I don't want to do it. What was that?
Did I go cross-eyed?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't know how to be sexy.
Okay, you're supposed to like...
What do I do?
Pretend you're eating a popsicle and look through your eyelashes is what I was told.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to like be sipping on a drink...
Okay.
It's kind of hard these days now that we can't use straws. How am I supposed to look sexy slurping from like the rim of a glass cup?
I'm trying to do it right now, and I feel like a bad guy in a movie. Like,
You look blind.
Looking at how long my eyebrows are.
Okay, ready?
Okay, yeah, try it. No, you're just moving your eyebrows up and down.
I don't know how to do it. Your I'm gonna
forehead's
have to
itchy.
That. I will definitely YouTube how to do them.
But this Friday, going to be at Hudson's. Lisa's going to be partying. Guys, give her the eyes, maybe. If she gives you the eyes, see if it'll work.
I
if not, you're
think
just friends.
That they come naturally. Like, I can't just force the eyes if I don't mean it.
Well, yeah, you just tried now, and it looked like you were having an allergic reaction. Justin Timberlake, sing along. 780-784-7107. Whoever nails the third song wins. But to get to it, you got to get the first two right.
Right.
So if, let's say, our first contestant gets the first one right and the second one wrong, we'll start up on the second one with the next caller. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, and I do want to say that I hung up on somebody by accident who was going to be our first contestant. You know who you are. Call us back in about 5 or 10 minutes. We'll let you play the game tomorrow, whatever we do for Justin Timberlake tickets at the same time. We're giving away tickets all week at 8:10. Mm-hmm. I just want to make that good. That's not fair.
No.
It was my fault.
And you look like you were about to start crying.
No.
You genuinely care about this person.
Yeah, I feel bad.
Yeah, I get it. It's good.
She'll give us a call back in a bit. All right, you are our first contestant. What is going on, Tara?
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good. So we're going to play you some Timberlake. You sing along with it, and then I'm just going to cut it off randomly, and you got to still be singing, and you got to be singing the right lyrics in order to get to the next song, okay?
Oh, gosh. Okay, I'm pretty sick, so hopefully you guys don't judge my voice.
No judgment.
When you first said that you were pretty sick, I thought you were bragging.
I'm pretty sick at singing.
Well, maybe that way, too.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Song number one. I bet you didn't think that they would come crashing down. No.
Don't you ever cry about it.
So close.
You know, and I was singing along as it was singing, and then you stop and I'm like, oh, crap.
Thanks for trying. Have a great day.
That was cute.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, I deleted that. I got to get that back. We got to try that one again.
Yes, we do.
All right. Contestant number two, Steve, you ready to go?
Okay.
Here we go. Incorrect.
Don't it make you sad about it?
You weren't singing along. That was pretty close, but yeah, you're gone. Keep calling. 780-784-7107. Are you ready, man?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yes.
This is Nick.
Sing it hard, though.
Don't make you sad about it.
I think that one was close enough.
And don't admit you're sad about it.
Yeah, he was. That was. We're gonna count that one.
Okay.
All right, you're on to the next song.
I need you to sing harder, Nick. Please. Like, come on.
Okay. I'm ready.
Here we go. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying
up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I feel electric.
Not Sean Desmond's song.
Not even close. Hey, Hot 107, what's up?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Geraldine.
All right, you ready?
Yes. Off to my city, off to my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that pistol in my pocket.
Another word.
Speak for yourself.
Okay.
All right.
Good job.
Geraldine, you're on to the third song.
If you get this right, you win the Justin Timberlake tickets. Good luck.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to fall in love with you. You can't wait to fall in love with me. It just can't be summer love.
Wow.
You see. What? You see. No? This just can't be summer
love. Yeah, you got the tickets.
Oh, holy fuck.
Congratulations.
Oh, dear.
That's awesome. Thank you.
On hold you go for a brief mo.
Okay.
Apologies. Live radio.
No, I don't know if that was even a swear. It didn't sound like a swear to me.
Is what I want. I want to thank you. I love that song.
That, the true story, when you first did your Christina Aguilera impression in here, I'd never heard it before. And that's, you were just part-time at the time, and that's the moment I was like, I think this girl's going to end up as a co-host on this show full-time.
Because she's so good at singing.
No, no, the impression was just really funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do it one more time?
I can't just do it on command.
Yeah, you can. You just did.
I want to thank you for giving me time to breathe like a rocket way so easily. How to get it together.
Come on, more grunting.
While I think it.
Hot mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Yes, we have written a song about the driving conditions in Edmonton. Of course we have.
Well, we like to advocate that driving slow is cool.
Yeah, exactly.
It saves lives.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to drive like a grandma.
This is a Hot Mornings original rap song called We Drive Like Grandmas.
We drive like grandmas. You probably want to get out of the way of our cars. We drive like grandmas. Two hands on the wheel going slower than a baby turtle. When I roll real slow. You gotta be careful when there's so much snow. You can catch me on the way by doing 35 clicks. I'm a bona fide hustler when the roads are slick. And I go even slower in a residential. Obeying all the signs and all the potential hazards that are coming my way. Take your foot off the gas, cause you're gonna have to wait. We drive like grandmas. You probably wanna get out of the way of our cars. We drive like grandmas. Two hands on the wheel going slower than a baby turtle.
Move, kids, get out the way. Grandma's on the road and they haven't been paved. I've been going real slow, pushing on the brakes. You know we had more patience back in my day. Why you gotta hate, boy? Why you in a hurry? I've been doing crochet while you flying through the flurries. Bifocal shades, my vision real blurry. Radio blasting, I'm singing Anne Murray. Trying to tailgate me? Bitch, she's you crazy. I'm a gangster grandma, ain't no driver Miss Daisy. Hit the beauty parlor, rolled up my curls. Picked up the crew, we the new golden girls. Parked the handy van in the handicapped spot. Rolled up to the casino, throwing coins and penny slots.
We drive like grandmas. You probably wanna get out of the way of our cars. We drive like grandmas. Two hands on the wheel going slower than a baby turtle. Call the cops, I'm driving like a granny. I just finished my beets and pickles, granny been canning. What do you want for Christmas? Too bad you're getting socks. And I'ma leave my blinker on for 15 blocks. A change of lanes on handy, so unpredictable. You mad, bro? Want a Werther's original? You may have a big beige truck that's all fancy, but I got some beige too. My granny panties.
Drive like grandmas.
You probably wanna get out of the way of our cars. We drive like grandmas. Two hands on the wheel going slower than a baby turtle.
I like turtles.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.